What we're really seeing in Africa right now is an increase in tobacco use. Traditionally, we've seen tobacco use in Africa lower than in most other regions in the world. As we're seeing that tobacco use is falling in the developed world and even starting to fall in some places in the developing world, we're starting to see the slack then picking up in Africa, where the multinational tobacco companies are starting to target African consumers far more aggressively.
Presumably, it's about economic wealth. But why, when people have more money, do they start smoking? It's not a very sensible thing to do, is it?
It's kind of interesting because it happens differently at different stages of an epidemic, in a way. What we see in the developed world, as people become more educated, richer, so to speak, we start seeing their probability of becoming smokers decline. Their knowledge of the health consequences of smoking and probably wanting a healthier lifestyle starts to increase. But, you know, when we look at the developing world and particularly the low-income countries, it's kind of the opposite. As people urbanize, as they become wealthier, they're starting to smoke more. Part of that's also linked to tobacco advertising, marketing, and sponsorship. In the developed world, the ability of the companies to brand their products as being aspirational, which are being linked to that growing incomes and higher education, is no longer possible because we don't see advertising, sponsorship, promotion, marketing of tobacco products. In many African countries, we don't quite have these policies in place yet. And the result is that tobacco companies are still able to use aggressive marketing tactics.
What are the health implications looking ahead? Are we looking at a time bomb?
In a way, we are. On one side, you know, we look at the typical smoking-related diseases. Typically, those are cancer, cardiovascular disease, and COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary diseases. What we're seeing is as African populations are healthier than they've ever been. We look at child mortality rates in Africa are as low as they've ever been, and life expectancy is rising, often because we've had great successes in infectious diseases and dealing with HIV and AIDS and hopefully going forward with malaria. As those populations start living longer, so they're going to have greater lengths of exposures to tobacco smoke and thus have greater probabilities of contracting those diseases. The other side of it is that the health systems, which are already overburdened with infectious diseases like HIV, AIDS, TB, malaria, aren't in the position to be able to treat those diseases. So we're seeing the sort of time bomb in terms of the increased diseases because of increased tobacco use, the increased disease burden because of longer life expectancy because of other successes. In an environment where health systems are already overstretched, we don't have the resources in these countries to then deal with the massive time bomb of tobacco-related diseases.
So it doesn't sound as though countries in Africa are at all prepared for what's going to happen.
They're underprepared to some extent, but at the same time, where Africa does have an advantage is that we have the tools ready through a generation or two generations of experience with the developed world. We have the tools, the policy tools available to implement it in African countries to prevent an epidemic. In the developed world, we had to intervene and we had to reverse an epidemic. Smoking rates in African countries are still low enough that if we make successful interventions now, we're going to be able to prevent that. We know how to do it, we know what to do, and we are already doing it. I think we're already seeing great strides in Africa in implementing tobacco control policies. We've seen some fantastic successes already in all parts of the continent.
And obviously, the governments of the tobacco-producing countries in Africa probably think it's quite a good thing. They're making lots of money from this.
Yes, and it really is challenging. There are a number of countries in Africa that are significant tobacco producers. Some of these economies are very dependent on tobacco growing as a source of revenues, a source of foreign currency through exports. So those countries are looking at this and they're looking at it with trepidation because significant reduction in tobacco use is going to affect their bottom line. But the reality is the global demand for tobacco use is declining. While African tobacco usage is increasing, Africa isn't big enough and it can never increase at a large enough level to offset the declines in tobacco use we're seeing in other parts of the world.